As people in Hong Kong continue to protest for freedoms in China, some of that tension is playing out among international students at the University of Rochester. Efwa Ajari-Kumi is the managing editor of the Campus Times and a freelancer at City Newspaper. She's been covering this story and sat down with producer Veronica Volk.
Efwa, thanks so much for coming in to break this down for us.
Thank you for having me.
So can you just start off by telling me a little bit about Hearst Hall and the role that it plays on campus?
So Hearst is right in the middle of the campus. It's in one of our really big buildings called the Wilson Commons. And so students are pretty much in and out of there all the time. And it pretty much just has this huge display of flags. It just kind of represents all the places that our students come from. So you can imagine hundreds of flags. And it gets rehung every year so that every year it actually represents where our students come from.
So this year, as I understand it, they actually changed the protocol for hanging flags, and the university decided to use the UN as a model for what nations would and would not be hung up and where. And so the UN does not recognize, for example, Taiwan, Tibet, and Hong Kong as member nations. But the U of R has students from those places. So what happened to those flags?
They sectioned them off to a different section that was initially called subnational entities. And so that was what led a group of students. We don't know who all of them are, but the ones who have come forward have said that that was played into their decision to paint the tunnels.
So these are the underground tunnels connecting university buildings on campus. But when you say paint the tunnels, what do you mean? Like, what did they paint?
So there were a lot of flags for the various regions. In particular, there was a really large mural that was dedicated to Hong Kongers. You know, it talked to both students and the people who were fighting over in Hong Kong. So it basically said, like, you know, keep going, we're with you.
So then this happens, and a lot of students on campus see these messages, and then another group of students goes into the tunnels, and what did they do?
They painted over much of the messages that, you know, students had seen earlier that day, and they replaced it with statements like, I love China, and, you know, we love you all. And someone painted over a section of the Hong Kong wall and replaced it with, I love pandas. So a lot of them were not political, but of course the act of painting over political things is political.
Right. So how has the tone been on campus since all this happened? Like, how are students feeling?
I think one of the interesting things is that I've spoken to students on both sides who have felt suppressed and persecuted by what has happened. So some students I've spoken to from mainland China, you know, increasingly feel as if any attempt that's made of them to be proud of their country will be interpreted as them sort of resolutely standing behind all of their country's actions, which isn't true. They have a range of beliefs on the issue. And then on the other side, we have students from Hong Kong, and they are wrestling with the pain that comes with human rights not being acknowledged in their regions. And so to not be able to speak about that pain without feeling as if, you know, someone else is going to tell you that they feel offended by that is equally oppressive.
Efwa, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Efwa Ajari-Kumi is a freelancer for City Newspaper. You can read her full piece on the conflict and the events leading up to it in this week's issue.